So the definition of delusion is a mental factor, so it's a part of the mind that arises from inappropriate attention. So this is a key word which we will spend a little bit of time on, inappropriate attention. That's very important. You need to learn that word. And that functions to make the mind unpeaceful and controlled and uncontrolled. Yeah. So a delusion arises from inappropriate attention, and if we pay inappropriate attention, we develop a delusion, and this delusion does function to make our mind unpeaceful and uncontrolled. So Geshe-la is explaining here. So if we would have no delusions, yeah, we would be happy all the time. We would not experience one moment of suffering. Yeah, so normally we always, still after maybe listening to many teachings, yeah, when things are a little bit challenging, external conditions or an illness or anything bad happens, we still think, I'm unhappy because of this person, of this situation, of this condition, of this illness. That's it. No. So, we need to develop this wisdom, definitely. Deep believing in Buddha's teachings that this is the truth. That suffering is a state of mind. It is a feeling, unpleasant feeling. Therefore, we must say all the main cause of suffering is coming from within our own mind. We can say from delusions. Okay? So, we can tell if we have not strong delusions in our own heart, then our mind is relatively tranquil, it's quiet, more or less peaceful, and then suddenly when a delusion arises, it is like a storm destroys this inner peace, and we develop negative states of mind, and we engage in negative actions or non-virtuous actions. We all know that. Superficially, everything is okay, looks like okay, and something little disturbing happens, and like, a sudden storm arising in and destroying like any peace in our own heart. And Geshe-la says, even if we have, for example, the best conditions, very good health and everything, our mind immediately becomes ill at ease. Therefore we say we need to healing our own mind, because delusions are making our mind ill, quite sick. So for us, delusions are mental sicknesses, which we need to be cured of. And it is very important that we ourselves, we begin to examine our mind. Yeah, so it's really worth to take maybe 10, 15 minutes and just watch your mind. Just watching our mind. And we will become aware that negative states of mind or neutral states of mind do strongly outweigh positive states of mind. Positive states of mind are rather rare. So we easily develop deluded states of mind. That's easy. Easy. We don't need to apply effort. We don't need to sit down to develop them like with effort or anything. They just come. Easy. Then neutral state, more or less. Virtuous states of mind. There we need to apply more effort. that they arise. So they are relatively rare, we can say. So I think if we begin to watch our mind, we will become aware that definitely negative, neutral states of mind do outnumber positive or peaceful states. So what we try to do, of course, this is not like a jump. And unfortunately, many people, when they become aware that actually in Buddhism, we need to assume this responsibility to train our mind. And now it's a training, daily training. Yeah, like we go to our mental gym every day. They don't want to do that. Don't want to assume responsibility for their own minds. But I think this is so important. Yeah, and understanding that everything actually comes from our mind, is created by our mind. Yeah, it gives us some responsibility, we have to assume, but also it gives us limitless freedom, limitless, freedom. We can change our mind, you know, and we can learn to get rid of delusions completely if we put Buddha's teachings into practice. And this is what we want. And it's not for Buddha. We are doing that. We are doing that for our own happiness, for that we can be sane people, that we can fulfill finally our wishes to be free from suffering and happy all the time. Anyway, so what I wanted to say, it is like gradually, through training our mind, we should try to improve to prolonging the peaceful states of mind. Yeah, this is the training. So we are able to protect our mind over longer periods of time from delusions, and we gain deeper familiarity with peaceful states. Until then, they finally stay with us all day long. Yeah, so this is the training we engage in Buddhism. This is what we are up to. Yeah, so in this way, we can improve ourselves, and we can develop this peace of mind. Until then, nothing can disturb it.